This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are listening to the Live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Mike, you got to get on that mic, please. Thank you so much.
Apologies.
No problem. It's like not, it's so comfortable in here that you don't even think about the microphone. Indeed. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Melanie, you had show prep that I had, which is something that always makes me say, well, let's go to that one first, because if two of us agree that it's something we should be talking about, that it's likely something we should be talking about. Turns out that there's some news about this pay gap. I'm told that women make 73 cents on the dollar to what men make, and that I should be outraged by this.
Well, yeah, and that's true if you just take the average salaries of all men and compare them to the average salaries of all women.
Are you telling me somebody's lying with statistics?
I mean, you know.
That happens.
I saw a study a couple of months ago where they had redone all the figures and actually done like-work comparisons, and they came down to, like, 96 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, much closer.
Yeah.
Right. Time magazine came out, I think it's been more than 5 years now, and said, yeah, the pay gap is nonsense. It still gets to get drug up. At this point, I don't know which wave we're on at this point. The 37th wave feminists have really very little to complain about, but they've got plenty of complaining that still gets done.
Yeah, so, we've known this for a long time, and I think common sense kind of dictates it in that if women are cheaper for the same quality work, then why would I, as a business, ever hire a man for any reason whatsoever?
Right. It's kind of like if Hyundai produces a car that's as good as a Honda Accord for $3,000 less, a whole lot of people, and I don't know a Hyundai and Hondas, I don't have any, I'm just using some brands here, if $3,000 less, then a lot of people are going to start buying Hyundais.
Well, I could say the misogynistic pig answer would be, are women really worth what they're getting paid, though?
I don't know. The market should determine that.
Might not be, because if I employ more than 50 people, I have to really, really worry about whether or not women are going to sue me for not getting paid enough.
There's certainly countries where you have to have quotas and all these sorts of things, a certain amount of people doing different types of jobs, and it gets very confusing and upsetting.
What countries?
Iceland recently saw that they have to, the road crew, the companies that do road crews were paying the guys who are out doing, running shovels and doing these sorts of things more than the women in the office, and the women were upset about it. And,
yeah,
well, they won. So, there you go.
Yeah, they probably did.
So, what's the story?
The only reason I find this significant at all is because it's out of Harvard, and Harvard is not exactly the most right-wing publication in the country.
No, it's not.
And then the Mises Institute reposted it, but it's a study from Harvard. They didn't do the study.
Okay, what is the study?
So, it's called Why Do Women Earn Less Than Men? Evidence from Bus and Train Operators. And they went and normalized by pretty much every conceivable factor, hours worked, seniority.
Right, you should get paid more if you work more hours. So can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
I mean, can everybody in the world agree?
Well, I'm not going to agree with the way that was phrased, because that sounds a little bit too much like labor theory of value, but
well,
if you're doing the same work...
If you're being paid by the hour...
Labor theory of value deals with the value of what you're producing compared to the work put into it. That is, labor theory of value, but if you're working longer hours, and you should be getting paid
as this in the same job.
If you're doing the same job with the same efficiency level, you should be getting paid the same if you're working longer hours.
Yeah, person A and person B. Person A working at the same job as person B works at. Person A works twice as many hours as person B. Person A should make more money.
As long as they're equally productive.
Right, and within their realm. I mean, you know, person A could really stink at what they do and end up working longer, but, you know, hopefully the boss begins to see the difference.
Right. There's plenty of jobs that people work at where it's not based on hours but on piecework.
Sure.
So in that case, you know, your productivity determines exactly what you're.
Sure, right. You know, one vegetable picker in the field who manages to get 5 bushels done in a day versus a vegetable worker that gets 3 bushels done in a day. Obviously, if you're paying by the bushel, it makes sense that you want to pay. In all circumstances, you want to pay the person who gets the 5 bushels done better than the person who does the 3, unless you're trying to make somebody happy in some liberal bastion somewhere in the world.
Yeah, and if you're dealing with a job where there isn't a lot of equipment that the business owner has to be invested in, you know, who cares if they're only doing 2 bushels a day if they're happy earning that, then, you know, what the heck?
What difference does
that
make?
I mean, that might be a problem because you might have, you know, output requirements that you have to meet and only so many people fit in the field. So, yeah, if the average person picks 25 and you're picking 2, maybe that's a problem.
Right. But a reverse situation would be like an industrial situation. For example, Sturm Ruger up in Newport, New Hampshire, does a lot of piecework pay on production facilities for people polishing guns, things like that. And there's only so many workstations.
Right.
So if you're in a workstation, there's going to be a minimum acceptable productivity they're going to allow, even if they're paying on piecework.
Right, because the workstation itself costs a lot of money.
That's right.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so then when you normalize for those things, then, and I don't know if you want me to read this whole article or not, but if you normalize for that, women make the same. Which is, you know...
Or near the same, right?
It's... We make slightly more than in some... Women who are truly single make actually more than men. They only looked at 2 industries here, and so it's...
In these 2 industries they looked at, which are transportation...
Yeah, bus and train... bus and train operators. They're operators, yes. Okay, so 1 industry, sorry.
So but, single women made as much as single...
No, in this study, women made the same. In the entire U.S. economy, truly single women, so you're not married, you've never been married, and you don't have kids, make more than men.
Than men generally?
Yes.
Yeah, so I would say that probably part of that has to do with flexibility as far as work schedules and stuff like that.
And they build up seniority where, you know, and because they want to keep that average up, they tend to pay particularly women who are starting new jobs better than men starting new jobs because they want to keep that average up. And it turns out that where the imbalance comes down to is women who then take time off for parenting and that sort of thing, that, you know, they lose the seniority. And that's really where a bulk of that disparity comes from. And when you, you know, adjust for that, then, you know, the whole imbalance disappears almost entirely.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are worried about, the fairness and the balance. And I suppose that's a good thing. But when you start looking at this, there's not a lot of imbalance. And if there was imbalance, the marketplace should theoretically, according to the libertarians at least, right, and the economists, the marketplace should fix for this. It shouldn't be that somebody who's equally as productive, works just as many hours or whatever, is getting paid significantly less than somebody else, because then the market would be demanding this lower cost, equally as competent individual.
I just find it really, really unlikely that every single employer in the United States has the same bias and is willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
That just seems unlikely to the point of impossible.
Well, a lot of them wind up adjusting their pay rates because they have to comply with state or federal equal employment opportunity regulations.
Right, but that would cause women to make more, not less.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just all about filling out the paperwork and making the bureaucrats happy. I mean, and the messaging, right? Like, you want your PR company to say, we pay people exactly the same because we don't see color or gender, sexual orientation, or you know, lunacy, or anything. Anything that we might you know, determine pays you more or less, we don't see it.
But ageism is still legal.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely fine, and probably a good idea, frankly, in certain circumstances.
If you're under 40, it's legal.
But you can't, like...
You can't discriminate against people over the age of 40.
I see. Well, I mean, you know...
I mean, you can, but it's illegal.
17-year-olds don't do as good a job as 30-year-olds. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Live Monday edition. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the wage gap, the gap in wages between men and women specifically, and there's some news on it, and we'll get back to that, but we do want to go to the phone calls here. We've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She was addressing some constituents a few days ago, and she made a statement, quote, "I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country."
Okay.
The foreign country she's talking about is Israel. Okay. And Congressman Elliot Engel, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, lashed out at Omar's, quote, "vile anti-Semitic slur."
Okay. Yeah, they love to say anything that's against AIPAC, anything that's against the nation of Israel is anti-Semitic. It's the go-to for anybody who doesn't want to have a conversation surrounding these sorts of things. I don't know this Omar person. I don't know about any pledge of allegiance to that might be had, but I do know that there's weak rhetoric that exists, and that weak rhetoric often uses the term, you know, tries to paint somebody as a bigot.
I know a bit about this young woman. She's a Somali immigrant. She came to the U.S. as a refugee. She has a record of supporting radical anti-Western Muslim groups. For instance, there was a group of Somalis in Minnesota that were recruited to and were trying to travel to Syria to join ISIS.
Okay.
And they got arrested by the FBI.
Can't be a large group.
I think it was like four or six of them.
All right.
She tried to get the charges dropped, making excuses of, oh, they didn't know what they were doing, da-da-da-da. She's, you know, spoken for Hamas and other radical Islamic groups. So, you know, she's not just making, you know, a few idle comments. And I think that it's inaccurate. But demonstrating her bias in this is calling an alliance that the U.S. has with Israel allegiance. I mean, they're two completely different things. You know, we have our allegiance to the United States of America, and the United States happens to be allied with Israel. We aren't allegiant to
I'm against Israel. All foreign aid, and that includes the foreign aid that goes to Israel.
Oh, I agree entirely. I'd like to drop all foreign aid.
However, I think it's worth pointing out that you know, the supporters of that AIPAC manages to get a certain amount of foreign aid sent to Israel, but let's look at how many members of AIPAC there are and how much they pay in taxes too. So if they're getting a portion of their taxes sent off to Israel, then, well, they're only doing what other Americans do, which is lobby for their tax dollars to go in a certain direction. I don't support it. I'm just not stunned by it.
Right.
Now, the problem is that if they overplay the anti-Semite charge, then what is like the story about the boy who cried wolf, where, you know, they're going to be trying to denounce some real anti-Semitism someday, and people are not going to be paying attention to it. But, yeah, I've been following this and also setting up a website here about some of this stuff where Congresswoman Omar says,
well, before you go on, Tom, I mean, I don't know that I agree with your premise here. So people have been screaming bigot for decades, and it still works. I mean, everything, there's a reason the internet, you know, has a meme that says that everything I dislike is Nazism, and everyone I dislike is Hitler. And because people do that, and they do it a lot.
Congresswoman Omar, this is not her first comment to be described as anti-Semitic as well. She's made a number of other statements, one since she was elected, where even her own party in Congress censured her for that, and she was forced to issue an apology and correction. So it's not like, you know, it was kind of a loose comment. It's pretty clear from her record that she is an anti-Semite.
Not really. Not necessarily. Yeah. When she's denouncing the political power in this country that says that the United States has to prop up the state of Israel. That is not anti-Semitism on her part. It's opposing the U.S. support for the state of Israel.
But she's denouncing AIPAC, which is a group of American citizens who happen to be Jewish.
They're not all Jewish. A lot of them are not Jewish, and a lot of the pro-Israel lobby is not Jewish people, and a lot of Jewish people want nothing to do with the pro-Israel lobby as well. But so it's not anti-Semitic. It's against a political movement, and after she made that apology you're talking about, Rolling Stone quoted her as saying, "My hope is that as much as I hold others accountable and help them learn, that people will also hold me accountable." And so I go on to say, at your service, Congresswoman Omar, here's some of the stuff that you support, and here's I'm holding you accountable for. You say you want to denounce hate crimes and everything. What about the underage drinking laws? You say you want to you don't like being labeled as a terrorist. Well, do you want to legalize drugs, or what else can you call them but terrorists when they threw that flash grenade into the kid's playpen? You know, I mean, I'm going off holding her accountable for pretty much the stuff that most of them are doing.
Well, I don't just entirely disagree with you on that. I wouldn't expect the Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota to spend a lot of time on your alcohol legalization, thoughts. But nonetheless, I guess what my thought is surrounding the Israeli Palestinian problem is that I've looked into this and looked into it, and it's about how you look at the different stuff. Both sides have done bad things, and I feel like it's President Trump here. Basically, this is an intractable.
What's that?
Yeah, they're not nice people.
Dispute. You know whose fault it really was is during the Holocaust, the United States would not let all these Jewish people move to the United States, and that precipitated.
It wasn't the United States.
It allowed them in if they were nuclear physicists.
That was afterwards. It was FDR.
No. It was Einstein and.
Oh yeah, you're right at that time.
Yes, if they had the skills that could contribute to the military-industrial complex, they got in.
If FDR hadn't disliked Jews as much as he disliked them, I think that imagine how much different the world would be. How much better off the United States would be right now if the United States had welcomed in all of those Ashkenazi Jews from Germany and Poland and Russia and these places that were looking for a better place to go. These people who have an incredible amount of Nobel Prizes under their belts since then and these sorts of things.
A lot of them did come here, I think.
A lot of them went to Israel.
Oh, sure.
Where all the problems are right now. You wouldn't have nearly the problems in the Middle East that you have currently. Thank you for the call, Tom. And you would have, the United States claiming some really productive people. This is what hate gets you.
Yep.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have K-9 teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama. and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything, and heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
And you can go to clips.freetalklive.com. There we have short, easy to share YouTube clips, and we have recently started this back up, and I think they're great. You know, by and large, you're getting the best ofs Free Talk Live, and people are going to really love them. The thing you can do for us, please go watch them, like them, share them, subscribe to them. This will be beneficial because, well, people will get these messages, and they'll get them in the form that they're looking for them on YouTube. It, just go to clips.freetalklive.com. Jake, listening in New Hampshire on the listen line. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, can you hear me okay?
I got you.
All right. Hey, this is, you know who this is. This is Jay
yep.
Noon.
Yep.
And I wanted to just chime in a little bit about the women versus men. And in my experience, well, I believe in the past two decades at least, that women in general are definitely are superior to men when it comes to getting anything done and showing up to getting it done. When I was really heavily involved in the hay business and I had five, six
hay.
People working for me.
For those
me.
Who didn't hear him, he said hay.
Hay, yes. I had five or six people working for me. Most of the time, it was mostly farm girls that, you know, were hanging around the barn since they were 10, 12 years old, and we just put them to work because their mothers would drop them off, and they would take a riding lesson, and then they would clean stalls, stack hay. They started driving trucks, and now some of them are driving triaxle dump trucks for paving companies. But I had mostly 80% of the workforce I had in my business was these girls, and one thing I can say is they never destroyed anything in the trucks. The guys, it was, you know, blowing transmissions, breaking drive lines, you know, they would hey, how long has the brake been grinding on this truck? Oh, I don't know. And anytime there was a squeal or some kind of noise that sounded different, the girls would be calling me, hey, this truck's making a weird noise. But also the guys, you know, a lot of them were like, had worked for trucking companies, and I didn't really train them. So my observation is a little biased because I had trained all the girls pretty much right. to do these jobs. But even like the guys that like I went to school with, and what happened to them is they went to college, so they got severely, brain numbed or something. The girls would just work circles around them, and I don't care if it was stacking hay or driving trucks or, you know, training horses. And that's just my experience, and I always felt they were worth more. And with our society getting so dumbed down, whether it's through, you know, chemicals, vaccines, spraying stuff, you know, social media, at least women, you know, have this like drive in them that they're going to have a baby someday and they need to make themselves better because they're going to have to take care of another human at some point. That's like embedded in their DNA. I think that's the reason that they are like excelling nowadays. And, pretty much, you know, most anything. I mean, unless you really need to be brutally strong for it. But like in my Palmer Paving, where I grew up, the lady truck drivers, they would rather have women in the trucks because they don't tear the trucks up, for example.
Yeah. Look, I haven't done your business. Don't have the observations that you have. You know, for me here on Free Talk Live, one of the things I like about a female co-host is that let's give the names here real quick. Mark.
Melanie.
And Mike.
You know that Melanie's not a man, right? Like, you might get Mark and Mike confused when you're listening on the radio, but you're not going to get Mark and Melanie or Mike and Melanie confused when you're listening on the radio. That's the biggest thing that I think of. You know, I think that all business owners, everybody, has their biases, and some of those biases may have to do with gender. I do have a bias when it comes to gender. My belief is that women are better at organizational tasks. But that's just my belief. I don't operate as though men can't be good at organizational tasks, just that I think that sort of a general, it's a statistical thing that, if you're going to have organizational or secretarial work or managerial work or things like that, maybe a woman would be better at that task than a man. I don't know. But I think that a business owner should be free to have those biases. They should be able to be free to choose, you know, based on their experience. Because if they can't make a decision based on their own experience, what are they free to do? If you can't make a decision based on what you know because of what you've been through in your life, you're not free to do something. Even if you're wrong, right? Like, freedom is the ability to make bad decisions by somebody's standard out there. Now, the standards of what a bad decision are, that changes because society has the zeitgeist thing that it's always going on. So what might be a good decision in 1850 is a bad decision in 2050. That's just how these things go.
Those bad decisions are sometimes very, very valuable.
At the very least, we get to see what a bad decision is, right?
Wait, and there's some jobs that women are better at, there's some jobs that men are better at, and there's some jobs where it just does not matter. And I mean, like I said before, or maybe I said it on the previous show, I think I said it a few months ago, women who are truly single do make more, and it might just be because they have nothing else to do, or they are more, they're going to be dedicated and they have nothing else to be dedicated to. But if you're calling off, you know, every month and, you know, being late because your kid's sick and taking extra vacation time, it's not unreasonable for you to expect to get paid less.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it. There's a background noise there. I'm going to let you go. 855-450-3733.
But if you are actually working more and being more productive in that job, then you should expect to be paid more. And these sounded like they were younger women, so that would be in line with what we know about the stats.
Well, Jay does horses and hay. I know him because I lived with him at one point. And he, when the people that are most likely to be passionate about horses in this world tend to have 2X chromosomes. You know, girls just like horses more than boys tend to like horses. So you're going to have somebody in his line of work that's passionate about it because you got to have hay to have horses. You know, this is a way that I can work with horses. Obviously, somebody who loves something wants to work in close proximity to it. Hay and horses kind of just go together. So, you know, these girls grow up.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, they learn a skill before they're even old enough, in most cases, for their contemporaries are learning a skill. Well, and that's really valuable.
And I think the thing that gets conflated a lot when this is discussed and just in general is you can be doing something incredibly useful that does not then therefore though that this particular institution should pay you for it. So, yeah, it's not like women are just, well, I'm going to call up on Tuesday because you know what? Game of Thrones has a new episode or whatever. I don't know what their schedule actually is. But it's not, they're not just sitting around necessarily. Okay, yeah, so you're home taking care of your kid or you have to have a set schedule because that's when daycare is. Okay, fine, you're doing something useful, but that has absolutely nothing to do with your employer for this unrelated thing. So that's something you need to take up with your husband or your baby daddy, whichever one of those you have. Your employer is paying you to work at that job. I mean, you could work 90 hours a week, but if you only work 20 hours at this one job, you're going to get paid for 20 hours, not 90 hours.
Yeah, oftentimes the complaint is that women work a great deal in the home. This is often called emotional labor. And, you know, I'm not saying it's fair, but, if it's the patriarchy, it's certainly held up by, I don't know, as a young person, I was raised by largely my mother and my grandmother up till 6 years old. Then I went to a school where all of the elementary school teachers were female. So up until 12 years old, all of my authority figures, other than my father, were female. My father wasn't giving a lot of instruction on life at this point. The vast majority of my instruction on life was coming from women. If women have a particular problem with the amount of housework that's put upon them, maybe they should be talking to their sons. I'm just thinking that maybe they should be talking to other women. They certainly shouldn't be talking to me about it, because I have no control. I just do what Mrs. Edgington says. That's all. You ladies don't get to tell me. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Talk Live. It's a live Monday edition. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Check us out at twitch.freetalklive.com. We've got some video there. It's twitch.freetalklive.com. You can see what's going on in the studio. You can see whatever he looks like. You can see Mike's new beard. He looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Twitch.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bill calling in from Albuquerque. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a question for you. Do you think that Hispanics can carry luggage better than anybody else?
Do I think that Hispanics can carry luggage? No, I don't.
Okay, how about black people? Can they do a certain thing better or worse than anybody else?
The evidence is that they can play basketball better. The NBA is chock full of black people compared to whites and others.
But yeah, maybe.
All right.
So what you're saying about women, that they can organize better or they can do certain tasks better, is not true at all.
Okay.
Any man can be as organized or disorganized, do a woman's labor. Any woman can do a man's labor unless it's super heavy.
Okay.
That doesn't follow. Different races have minor genetic differences. Men and women are different models.
The genetic difference between a man and a woman is 10 times larger than the genetic difference between different races.
But what I'm saying is when it comes to the average workplace, working at an insurance company or working at a car dealership or whatever, men and women should get paid identically the same amount of money. And it is is the responsibility of the employer to do the research to make sure that they can do the job, not just assume that because they had an experience with their sister who couldn't file, that they can't hire a woman to file.
That's okay, right, but the thing is that even within the same company in the same position, I can have a full-time car salesman who works 10 hours of overtime every week, and I can have a part-time car salesman that works an average of 20 hours a week. Once you average in all the time they take off, that's why people are getting paid different. It's not because this person is just horrible at their job. They get fired.
That is not why. My My daughter is an attorney. She gets paid $65,000 a year. Exactly the same person that graduated at the same time, a male, gets paid $80,000. Why?
Well, I don't know what their firms are, but the evidence, as done by journalistic organizations for the last decade, says that men and women get paid generally the same when you begin checking for things like marital status, number of kids, hours worked, you know, the where they work, what they do. I don't know what's going on between your daughter and the other attorney. Maybe he's working at a big firm and your daughter's doing...
So if that's true what you're saying, why are we even talking about it if it's so equal?
Because there's this idea that it's not true.
Yeah.
Like, and it keeps getting said over and over again. And if you repeat a lie often enough, people
go,
it's true. Trying to compare an anecdotal situation like your daughter with overall averages across the population is not a
right. I mean, I make X per year. Laura Ingram probably makes 10 times what I do. Why is that fair, Bill? Bill's got to answer the damn question. Why is it fair that Laura Ingram makes more money than me?
Because it's not fair. That's not the point. She is famous.
Word, you can't say that word on the radio. Jeez. Yes, Laura Ingram gets better ratings. Laura Ingram is paid more than me, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with it. I'm certainly not going to cry about her gender, right? And look, so Bill's idea was that it is simply not true what Harvard just did a study on.
Right.
There's been numerous studies in the past.
And we don't know more details about his daughter's situation, where she went to college versus where this male went to college.
Maybe his daughter's getting screwed and she needs to go find a better job. That's entirely possible.
You know, what were their respective grades? Which graduated with a higher GPA? The higher GPA is going to get you a higher salary in your starting.
It tends to happen. It certainly can happen. And there's lots of different reasons. An anecdotal situation does not speak to the truth. Go ahead with the article. Have you finished it up here? That the Harvard University study says that men and women are paid the same as Time magazine did about a decade ago, and they just keep saying this over and over again.
Yeah, and then there was one paragraph that I wanted to read that was a quote, and while this is loading, I'll just say every job I've ever had where I worked like a man, I got paid like a man. Women get paid like women because they work like women. Okay, so the researcher said, but the gap can be explained entirely by the fact that while having the same choices sets in the workplace, and this was a union, so that was structured, women and men make different choices. Women use the Family Medical Leave Act to take more unpaid time off than men, and they work fewer overtime hours at 1.5 times the wage rate. At the root of these different choices is the fact that women value time and flexibility more than men. Men and women choose to work similar hours for overtime when it is scheduled a quarter in advance, but men work nearly twice as many overtime hours than women when they are scheduled the day before. Using W-4 filings to ascertain marital status in the presence of dependents, we show that women with dependents, especially single women, value time away from work more than men with dependents. So the situation here is that men and women are making different choices, so you kind of have three options. Pay everybody based on the work that they're producing. Two, pay men less than the work that they're producing, because if you pay women more than what they're producing, you're going to go out of business. Or three, force women to make different decisions than what they want to make.
Two of those aren't going to make women very happy,
yeah.
And one of those is going to cost you your male employees. So the best bet is just, pay people what they're worth and go from there and, you know, give them some choices. Let's go to Wolfgang calling here. I'm not sure where he's calling from. Wolfgang, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, speaking of repeating things that aren't true over and over again.
Yeah.
You know those Catholic kids? You know how the most lefties are absolutely certain that those Catholic kids were racist because they wore those red hats? That's how
the kids that that had the manga hats on
Covington Catholic School. Yeah.
The Indian guy was standing there with the drum, and then we find out more and then more and more. Yeah, turns out the guy smiled at somebody.
Everybody, all those lefties know they were racist just because they were wearing those hats. Likewise, your co-host Mike is convinced that that woman Omar, the congresswoman, because she's wearing that do-rag, we know she's an anti-Semite.
I don't care about her. I don't care about her.
Couldn't produce any evidence that of anything she's ever said that was anti-Semitic. She criticized.
Well, didn't she apologize for one thing?
APAC. Yeah, she was. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, but no evidence of anything yet. Everybody knows. It's got to be the do-rag. That's my theory.
So you got a theory?
Is that
that's it?
So if that's not why you would think something that she's never said anything anti-Semitic, why?
But she has.
Why else would you?
Like she apologized for saying something anti-Semitic, right?
Yeah, she apologized for not saying anything anti-Semitic. You can't point to anything that she said that was anti-Semitic. Yet everybody knows it. Even she has to apologize when she's...
All right, Wolfgang, did you? All right,
so
Mike, Wolfgang says you're anti-Semitic or something.
I want to know why.
Right here.
Thank you.
Anti-Omar.
Well,
yeah,
well, you know,
why do you think she's anti-Semitic since you can't produce any evidence that she is?
What do you mean? We've mentioned the previous instance where she was making anti-Semitic comments, and party took her to task and censured her.
But didn't produce a comment. That's
so it's not like it was the opposite party that was forcing her to apologize for this. Her own party recognized her comments as anti-Semitic.
How is that evidence that she said anything anti-Semitic? Just because her party said it. Just like you're saying it.
No, because her comments were public.
What were they?
In public speech, in public tweets.
Well, it's a little unfair to expect him to quote them off the top of his head. I'm
so
sure he's read them.
He doesn't know anything. He has no evidence. Yet he knows. And same thing with everybody else with it. You know?
I don't know anything about the lady, but I do immediately suspect people based on their religion when this conversation between Israel and Palestine comes up, right? Like, you can pretty much guess what people's opinion is based on the religion that they
like
have.
You sound like the lefties talking about the Catholic kids. You know they're Catholics. They got red hats. They must
I'm telling you. Okay. Wolfgang,
is
it not true, Wolfgang, that you can generally expect what somebody's opinion to be based on their religion in this particular conversation, right?
About whether they're anti-Semitic or not?
No, I didn't say the word anti-Semitic. I said What? Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.